On Christmas Eve, four of Florida's hospitals filed a legal challenge that could cause the state's newest trauma centers to be closed down. However, Jim Martin, the chairman of the 60-plus association, says that the new facilities are vital to Florida's seniors.
The number one cause of death among seniors is a trauma injury, and studies show that trauma victims are 25% more likely to survive an injury if they're treated at a trauma center. Florida's Department of Health is on the right track, we believe, with its efforts to solidify a trauma center allocation rule that would ensure access to quality trauma care for all Floridians. But unfortunately, Tampa General, Shands, and other hospitals are recklessly, we believe, putting their financial bottom lines ahead of patients' lives. Four hospitals on the eve of the Christmas holidays used a legal ploy to request that the department completely shut down Florida's newest trauma centers. This legal maneuver, which affects some of the state's most underserved areas, is a prime example of anti-competitive behavior that threatens to decrease access to life-saving care for our seniors and, unfortunately, to drive up healthcare costs.
For more information, visit SaveOurTraumaCenters.org.